talk about Al Jefferson.
Well, today at whatever time it was, we acquired Al Jefferson from Minnesota for 2 protected first-round picks and a rights to Costa Kufis. And, you know, we thought it was a move that ensured us of getting somebody that's one of the better low-post players in the NBA.
How long have you been working on this deal?
We actually talked about it in trading deadline last year, and actually February, and then we talked about around draft time to include some players and draft picks and everything. Nothing came around to it, but when they acquired Michael Beasley, I think it heated up the discussions. And fortunately, again, we had an asset or a couple of assets to be able to use in acquiring him.
Can you talk about what you like about Al and how he's going to fit in with the current lineup?
Well, again, I think the fact that you know, he scores and he rebounds. I mean, it's two things that are very obvious. The other thing that we like is the fact that he's 25 years old. He's played a lot in the league, and he's been in the league for a while and came right out of high school. But he's somebody that's been around, and talking to him tonight, he's anxious to get on a team that he feels that there's some consistency and some continuity and some direction as far as age goes. And so we're excited to have him.
He's played for some awful teams recently. How much do you think he'll be revitalized playing for a team?
Well, you know, what we told him, what I told him on the phone, I said, you know, the only thing we really concern ourselves with here is winning, and how can you help us win? And I said, that's going to be a role that you're going to have to play into. We've had players come through here, and they've accepted that role and excelled, and we've had some players that haven't, and they've struggled. So he's really, you know, look, if I was a player that had the size that he had, the hands that he had, the moves that he had, and I had Darren Williams, I'd be pretty happy too.
Do you see him more as a 4 or 5, or can do both?
I think he can do both. You know, again, I think when you play different lineups, I don't think you're going to ask him to play in certain situations as a 4-man against some of the guys that are outside shooters. But by the same token, I got to guard him.
What was his reaction? What did he say when you talked to him?
Both his reaction from both his agent and from him seemed to be, he's excited to be here. He really, you know, he expressed to me that he thought it was a great opportunity for him. He respected the way we played. And he also, you know, made mention that there was a guy named Malone and a guy named, you know, Carlos that did reap the benefits of Jerry's system.
Do you see any problems maybe with the knee, the ACL 2 years ago?
Well, we investigated that, and we still have to do a physical. Okay, so that'll be something we did. But he played 76 games last year, and he didn't miss a single game because of an injury. So I think in today's day and age with ACLs, people come back from them. We expect him to be even better next year than he was this year. But the fact that he played every game this year on a team that, you know, that struggled really says something about him.
The DWI in February, how much of a concern was that?
We investigated it. But, you know, again, that's something that if a lot of times you look at his response, the response of the player, and if you read it and we watch the tape on it, and to watch him, you know, be really kind of mortified about it. It's certainly something I played into, and we talked to him about that. You know, it doesn't make any sense to, you know, to be in that situation. And he, I think he recognized, and that was his first time he was ever really had an issue.
How high were you on him in the 2004 draft?
You know, it came down. It was right there. I mean, it came down to those guys, and the problem was that he had hurt himself. And he's a kid that you didn't know much about because he came out of Mississippi in high school, and he had hurt himself and didn't get a chance to work out for us. You know, he was here, but he was hurt, so he didn't get a chance to work out for us.
That was one that kind of got away then, watching.
Yeah, there's always those guys that get away, you know, and some of the guys you get and some of the guys you get away. But, yeah, I mean, do you look at it that way? But he didn't get it. It took us a while, but we got him back.
Was Kufis always part of the deal?
Yes.
Does it feel a little bit like the Gasol trade to get a guy like that to have Al's record without really giving up anything other than cap space? And, I mean, picks, but
let's hope it succeeds like that.
Didn't feel like that, I mean, all.
What we feel like is that we really added a premium player to our team. Now, we've lost a couple of guys, So it's not like, you know, that, like, we've added N1 kind of thing. But I think, again, if you had put him in free agency this year with that crop that they had out there even yet, I think he'd be pretty highly rated, and that's how we look at it.
Is he the best low post player you guys have had maybe since Carl?
We'll see. Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't want to put ourselves in a situation where we say this is the be-all and end-all. It's a five-man game, and it's a game played by, you know, not by individuals but by teams. And I think the biggest thing that we've got to concern ourselves with is how he integrates into our system, both offensively and defensively.
He was a good Minnesota, just funneled the ball into the low post. How do you think he fits in your guys' offense, where he's got to make back screens and he's got to, you know, set picks and pick and run offense and things like that?
I would worry about him if he's 200 pounds, but he's 260, so I think setting picks and doing that kind of stuff, he'll be fine with. I think he's somebody that's going to have to learn on the you know, on the job training, but by the same token, whether it was Carl or even Memo or Paul, they've all become better passers. And I think he'll do that. I think that'll be part of it. And I think anytime you got a low post player, you can move him around a little bit. It becomes advantage disadvantage pretty quickly, and the defense is usually at a disadvantage.
Were you surprised to get him for so little?
You know, I think that Minnesota, I think we gave up significant things. You know, tearing up 2 first-round draft picks. And Costa, but I also think that Minnesota was heading in a direction where they were the recipients of Beasley. You know, it was the second pick in the draft. So, who's a young player, 21. So I think their direction was different than ours, and, you know, kind of the marbles fell, you know, dominoes fell rather. You know, Beasley to Minnesota, and then they had, you know, in excess, and we had the trade exception, and that's why we were fortunate, and thank Chicago for working with us on a trade exception. John Paxton especially.
Sorry, does this impact your anything to do with Wesley Matthews?
You know, we'll talk about that on Monday. I'm not. You know, our comment will be that we'll make that decision when we have to, when the clock's on us, and we'll see what comes up with it, Steve. I don't know. Basically, we'll look at all the statistics and we'll run numbers and do all of this stuff and come up with an answer that we think is good for the organization. But let me say this: I think from the fans' perspective and from everybody's perspective that cares about the Jazz, the Miller family stepped up today. They didn't have to do this. They put themselves into the luxury tax position right now, which I know a lot of you didn't think we'd do again this year, but they've committed to winning and committed to putting an elite team on the floor, and they've stepped up and you know, makes my job a lot easier, and it certainly makes the coach's job a lot easier, so we're appreciative of that.
Tough to see Costa go.
Yeah, I mean, we're just starting to break in a little bit this summer with his ability down in Orlando. He'd gotten so much better. You know, last year he was hurt, and then he played for the Greek team, and I thought that set him back a great deal. But, you know, again, it's a situation where we felt we had too many at that position now. And so, you know, hopefully it's a good opportunity for him, wherever he winds up.
That gives you some flexibility at the tax line, too.
Yes.
Obviously, you're not done. You still got some roster spots to fill.
Mm-hmm. And I, you know, what I'm going to try and do is get through tonight, and look at where we're going, and probably deal with the offer sheet by Monday, and then we'll keep going. We'll keep working on it.
Is this a celebration night for you?
You know, I don't ever think that you talk about celebrating. What you talk about is maybe this is a little bit more relief, because I really felt like with Memo's injury and you know, he's going to have you know, a tough time getting back into prime shape right away, and so what I think it does is, I think the focal point on this is we're getting a guy that should be coming into the best years of his career at 25. And with that, that formulates again into our core, and whether it's Darren and CJ and Paul, you know, our rookie, we're all again younger, but I think maturing.
Can you guys, you know, obviously give up the Memphis pick and then one of your own? Can you guys trade your pick next year because you traded this year's first round pick technically?
We didn't trade this year. This year coming up.
The pick in this most recent draft is one of you guys, obviously, in Minnesota. Can you then trade next year?
Hang on, say it again, Russ.
You traded your 2010 first round pick to Minnesota.
Correct. With protection on it.
Right, but can you trade 2011 then? Or is that pick?
No, you can't. You can't ever trade two in a row.
So that pick doesn't get conveyed until 2012 at the earliest?
The Memphis pick?
No, the one that you guys are sending of your own.
No, it starts this year. But the Memphis pick is an extra one.
Right.
So the only one that counts against us is our own pick. Am I answering that?
I'm just saying, because if you guys ended up conveying a pick this year, you technically traded your first-round draft pick in consecutive years.
How?
Because this year's first-round pick went as part of the Kyle trade.
No, but we had one already. We had a first. As long as you have a first round pick, the clock only starts like now. So in other words, going forward, you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it before the draft to trade two in a row. But after the draft, whatever happened before happens, and the clock starts 1-2. So we're basically at zero, and go from there.
You talked to Jerry. Talked to Darren about this. What was their reaction?
I talked to Jerry, and he seemed to be Jerry, and I think he felt very appreciative of the Miller family, to be honest with you. I think he felt like, wow, that's really stepping up and helping the franchise and putting ourselves in a position. And as far as Darren goes, when I spoke to him, he seemed to be... again, excited about understanding that he had a big one to play with.
Thanks, Kevin. When you guys drafted Hayward, did you envision something like this happening down the road?
Well, here's what I would say to you about drafting Hayward, and this would be a little bit for background information.